Welcome to episode 48, our final episode for 2017. I'm Stuart McCullough, I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health, which continues to make its way through a year of intense bargaining. We have further bargaining lined up with the HWU for a replacement agreement for the Health and Allied Services Group. And on the 14th of December, we have a meeting scheduled with VAPA to continue bargaining for allied health professionals. Many thanks to our community health members who have provided valuable feedback during the course of the year, and an extra special thanks to those members who have participated in the EBA reference group. With respect to our public health members, we have an SDP-PWG meeting for HWU also on the 11th of December. We have the doctors' agreements still in the process of negotiation twice per week, as well as further bargaining for dentists on the 12th of December. This week, we're also attending a meeting of the Rural and Regional Directors of Nursing. We've also awarded the first of our titles for the podcast quiz to the Metro Division, and a congratulation to the winner, or indeed winners. Next week, we'll be awarding that prestigious title to one of our rural and regional members, and the week after, we'll be awarding the Golden Tito to one of our community health members. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup. Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. And joining me for this week's discussion is the Manager of Workplace Relations Services and Sander's other little helper, Tim Nagle. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Stuart. Good to be here.
Tim, would you do the honours and reveal the clue which is going to form the basis of today's discussion?
Sure.
So for the benefit of those people who are listening to this podcast rather than watching, could you describe what it is that is the clue for today's discussion?
It looks like two pieces of clothing.
That is a very hands-off approach. I think what we're going to have to do is actually display these. Alrighty. So mine is a jumper that says...
Gangster rapper.
Obviously a reference to my ongoing project to build an empire of rhyme. And yours?
This one says, make Christmas great again.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
I think that's a reference to that red tie that you have. Although you haven't started a Twitter war yet, I do think it's within you to do so. So on the basis of those clues, what would you say that the subject for today's discussion is?
I'd have to be Christmas public holidays.
Tim, you couldn't be more wrong. Obviously, today we're talking about time travel. In particular, we're looking back at the year that's been and the year ahead. But before we go any further, and I can't believe this is the first time that we've actually had to say this, it's time for a costume change. Tim, I'm not going to lie, this feels a lot more comfortable. Today, we're going to talk about what's occurred during 2017, as well as looking ahead to the things that we anticipate in 2018.
So what are the key outcomes for 2017?
So the first thing is that we had additional meetings for HR/IR managers. In addition to the long-standing Metro meeting that we have on the first Wednesday of every month, we added new meetings for rural and regional members and for our standalone community health members on the second and third Wednesdays of the month, respectively.
So what are those additional meetings?
So those are really an opportunity, or the same opportunity, for the rural and regional members and standalone community health members to engage with us. Puts them on the same footing, really, as the Metro members who have had that opportunity for a long period of time.
So what impact do you think they've had?
What it's resulted in is increased participation levels. It means that more people have had an opportunity to engage with us and us with them on a regular, predictable basis.
And what does that mean for, say, community health?
So the meetings for community health have been running since February of this year. 97% of community health members have had an opportunity to participate in at least one of those meetings. Our average participation rate is 54%. That means that almost all community health members have joined in one meeting and more than half of them participate on a month-to-month basis.
And how about the regional rural HRIR meetings?
So we've been running those since December of last year. 89% of rural and regional members have participated in one or more of those meetings over the past 12 months. Okay. But the average participation rate is a little lower. It's at about 36%.
And is the Metro participation rate any higher?
Yeah, it is. So about 96% of Metro members have attended at least one meeting. But our average participation rate for Metro members for that long established meeting is around the 74% mark.
And that might reflect that it is a long standing meeting in part.
Look, it may well do. And it's also worth pointing out that we do those meetings in a different way. Mm. So the Metro meeting is in person. We utilise go-to meetings for the purposes of the rural and regional members, as well as the standalone community health members. And that's really been a theme for us, is thinking about ways that we can overcome the tyranny of distance.
Mm. And so what are the goals for next year?
So we'd like to lift those participation rates, particularly for our rural and regional members. And it means that we need to reflect a little bit and just think about how we can make that experience through the go-to meetings more enjoyable and more interactive.
And this has also been the first year for the VHIA Community App.
It has. So the VHIA Community App was launched in February of this year. It currently has 495 active profiles. That's about one third of our membership list. And in terms of that, our chief goal is to increase the frequency with which our users are utilising the community app, as well as increase the participation rates.
And what's the significance of the VHIA community app?
So this technology allows us to provide information to members as we go. It's to provide a new level of information than we were ever able to before, just utilising a bulletin. It means that members can keep up to date with the progress of issues as they go along. It also means that they can actually make their own contribution. So it's a way of receiving information, it's a way of giving information and participating and joining in.
And why is that important?
Members have an essential contribution to make, and the challenge for us as a member-based organisation is how to provide members with that opportunity to contribute. The ability to select areas of interest means that what's different about the app is that people are driving which information it is that they receive based on their interest, based on their responsibility, which hopefully means that the information they're receiving is directly relevant to them, which might further encourage participation.
It's good that people, that time is of an essence for most members. So, in terms of how are we using the community app currently?
So at the moment we're using it to show people what it is that we're doing. At the start of every week, there's a post up there saying this week at VHIA. But it also means that the activities that occur during the week are then the subject of additional posts that are relevant to particular streams.
And do the posts replace bulletins?
No, they don't. It's a greater level of information than we've ever provided before. And I appreciate that in terms of the technology, that can be a little bit confronting for some members. But the opportunities that come with this technology are too good to pass up.
So what's next for the community app?
So moving forward, the key thing for us to consider is how do we improve the user experience for all of our platforms, whether that's the web page or the VHIA community app. Certainly what we'd like to do over time is get greater integration between those platforms and to make it a more seamless experience.
So what's an example of that? What might that look like?
So the most obvious example would be to move ultimately towards a single login for our various platforms, so that there'd be a single login for the app as well as for the website.
So what are the goals of the VHIA community app over the next year, say?
In short, we want to get it to a point where it's simply an essential part of the membership experience. It is the case that when new technology is introduced, there are some people who adopt it and utilise it very well. And we have a number of members that is growing that fall into that category. But generally speaking, when new technology is introduced, there's a level of curiosity and someone will accept the invitation and have a look around and use it once or twice. But then they might forget about it. Mm. Then there's another category of member who use it on a more regular basis. And then another category, again, of those people who utilise it in a really effective way, utilize it to pose questions, to interact with others, utilizing, making the most of the technology. And I guess our own aim over the coming year is to get more people out of that curiosity stage and into that sort of optimum usage stage where people are participating and engaging with each other through that platform.
And how about the more serious activities such as podcasts?
Well, it seems only appropriate that we should use a podcast to talk about podcasts. So this is the 48th podcast that we've done during the course of the year. And by the end of this year, they will have been viewed more than 5,500 times.
So what's the significance of the podcasts?
Fashion. But aside from fashion, it's additional content, and content that we've created that largely goes to issues around the implementation of the agreements. But more importantly, it's a different type of content. It's content that is available to members in more than one form, that is, it's visual or audio. It's available to members irrespective of where in the state that we're located, remembering we're a member organisation that has members spread across the entire state. So it doesn't matter where you are, you have access to the same content in a form that you want and at a time of your choosing.
And will we be doing them next year as well?
We will, but we'll give some thought as to how we can do more in the member spotlight space. I think one of the things that I really enjoyed was being able to do a couple of member spotlight sessions. We did one with North Richmond Community Health with respect to safe injecting rooms. We did one with the Royal Women's with respect to the work that they'd done in that family violence space. So I think we'd like to do some more of those. There'll also be plenty more implementation issues to deal with, both from the agreements that were approved in 2016, as well as all the other agreements that we're still trying to resolve at the moment.
So that brings us to 2018?
It does.
And what are the plans for 2018?
We've started to talk about our industrial strategy to members, which is really underpinned by making the agreement process and the activities associated with agreements far more continuous in nature.
Is that a reference to the four stages of bargaining?
Yeah, it is. So most of our agreements run for a period of 4 years. So when we talk about the four stages of bargaining, we're really assigning a particular label to each year of operation of that agreement.
And what's the reason for that?
It's a way of directing our activities to a specific purpose. The challenge with agreements is that once they're negotiated, they operate and then they expire. And the challenge for us is how do we utilise the time, the lifespan of an agreement to greater effect than we have traditionally. And we've decided that dividing up that time into distinct stages will help us focus our activities in a more useful way.
And so what are the reasons for that?
I think it's really just about a sense of purpose. Yeah. And if we divide things into stages that we know in a particular year, our primary objective will be to do stage one, or stage two, or stage three, or stage four. I should point out that we're taking a different approach in the context of community health, where we're seeking to, we've developed a strategy about a potential shorter time frame so that those agreements are not locked into the same time period as public health. But there is an additional community health strategy document that sets that out.
So what are the four stages of bargaining?
Well, the first is perhaps overwhelmingly obvious. The first stage of bargaining is bargaining.
It stands to reason that bargaining should be at least one of the four stages.
There is a certain undeniable sense of inevitability about that fact.
What's the second stage?
The second stage is implementation, and I think it would be fair to describe 2017 as a year of implementation. When you think about those agreements that came online at the end of last year or in the first part of this year, a lot of the effort of our members has been tied up in that implementation space.
And stage three is?
Stage three is review. That is taking the time to critically reassess the industrial instruments to determine which parts work, which parts don't, which parts are relevant, which parts are not relevant, what's clear, what's not clear.
And what does that mean in practical terms?
Look, it means a few things. Our agreements have a lot of inherited language within them. That is, they have a lot of terms that have rolled over through successive agreements without the parties ever turning their mind to their meaning or trying to clarify what it is they mean. And I think the product of that is those inherited terms has resulted in a lack of clarity. And these documents haven't really spoken to their audience, which are the HR people who need to interpret them, the employees who are subject to them should be able to understand them. But the agreements are not always written that way.
What about the issue of relevance?
When we talk about whether a term in an agreement is relevant when we're in that review process, it's something that we turned our mind to a little bit in the context of the nurses' agreement, where we reviewed that document and asked ourselves the question, are all the terms within this particular document relevant? The examples that came up when we did that review was that the old nurses' agreement that was in place until December last year had two provisions, in fact, that required a committee to introduce a 38-hour week.
That would have already happened some time ago, presumably.
This occurred sometime in the 1980s. The people responsible doubtless had very large perms, as well as shoulder pads and piano neckties.
So some 30 years ago.
30 years ago. To the extent that those clauses had work to do, that work was done. Those clauses had no business still left to perform. They didn't need to be in a new agreement.
Were there any other examples in the agreement?
The one that we most frequently refer to in the old nurses' agreement concerns a provision that stated if your ADO fell on a particular day of the week, then you were entitled to go to the payroll office and demand to be paid in cash.
In cash?
That's right. And so these are the kind of provisions that we're talking about in terms of relevance. These are provisions that no longer have any work to do, the removal of which just declutter the agreement and don't take away an entitlement from anyone.
What about common clauses?
So one of the tasks for us to undertake during the review process is to identify additional candidates, I guess, for common clauses across the agreements.
Are there any examples of that come to mind?
So in the last round, we tried to focus on a range of procedural clauses, consultation, disputes, settlement, disciplinary procedures, union matters, consultation, that kind of thing. But recently we had a session up at Warrinmang, which is a conference for the rural and regional HR and IR managers, and a couple of ideas came out during that session, such as superannuation. The fact that we have different provisions for superannuation across our agreements that go to things such as fund access. The other thing that came up was in the context of how something like personal leave accrues and whether it's accrued or paid in a lump sum. A consistent approach along those lines would be appreciated, but there'll be others. And the objective of the review process will be to draw out those other candidates for a common approach.
So how do we plan on identifying those things?
By engaging with members. Remembering that in addition to our monthly HR-IR manager groups, in addition to the community, the VHA community app, we do have our EBA reference groups, which have continued to operate through 2017, as well as the overarching reference group. There may be additional groups that we bring on as well. Recently, we have started a payroll reference group, really as a means that we connect better into our membership so that we can get that kind of information and take it into account.
So that's three of the four stages, bargaining, implementation, reviewing. What's the fourth stage?
Planning. In effect, we're looking to use the information that we've obtained through the rest of the process and to put that into the planning process as we develop an agenda for enterprise bargaining for the next round.
And when you say planning, what do you specifically mean?
We're talking about planning the claim that it is that we want to put forward, planning how it is that we're going to engage with members, planning how it is that we'll engage with stakeholders like the department and unions.
So those are the four stages. What else is planned for 2018?
So I'm mindful that many members might consider 2017 to have been a non-EBA year, given that the year before we'd finished five major agreements. But in fact, we've had more agreements to resolve in 2017 than we did the year before. Mm. In particular, we've got a whole bunch of agreements for community health that have progressed through, gone a fair way through bargaining, that need to conclude at the start of 2018. But we also have some significant ones for public health as well, including the doctor's agreement and some of those more specialised agreements such as maintenance, which will need to be balloted, the biomedical engineers agreements that will need to be resolved, dentists, dental therapists. So there's still those agreements that need to be concluded during 2018.
Is there anything else?
Probably the other thing for members to be aware of is that VHA will be undertaking an accreditation process utilising one of the ISO standards in the coming year.
Why do that?
It's a way for us to develop systems that traditionally for us have either been informal systems or have been underdeveloped. And it's a way of really asking us ourselves some difficult questions and improving our processes so that the level of service and the experience our members have can be improved. What we're hoping to do by going through that process is to get better processes, better outcomes, and a better experience and a better level of service for the membership.
So it sounds like 2018 is going to be a busy year.
They're all busy years, Tim. They're always rewarding years as well. But that's really where we're going into for next year. But I would like to say a big thanks to all those people who have taken the time to participate in one of those committees or attend a meeting or give their feedback through the VHA community app. That feedback is really quite essential to us. So I think that probably brings us to the end of the year. I should say also that to close out the year, we do have something that could be, depending on your point of view, a bit of a special event for members. We do have a reel of outtakes that we will share with our members. It has been whittled down from the original 12-hour running time to a much shorter and manageable period of time. On behalf of everyone from VHAA, we'd like to say thank you for watching in 2017, and we look forward to working with you in 2018. Merry Christmas, Tim.
Merry Christmas, Stuart. I've got a big head, I think. A good question.
Well, I guess the one that's...
I did lose track of what we were talking about there for a second. What were we up to?
Just stop it.
Sorry. I didn't quite catch that last sentence before. And then I thought, no, I'll get through this. I guess give an example. Ooh, maybe I might.
I just came towards the end.
Where are we up to? Where, what day is it? Who's got a calendar?
$100 into. Daniel, stop it.
Are there many issues? It is so hard not to laugh. Are many of the issues common across the country? Sorry. It's very hard.
Logs?
I'm so sorry, mate. I'm sorry. I just...
Nearly complete.
So sorry, mate. It's really...
The app supports the four stages and also the communication channels as well, so...
Sorry.
Seems noisier than normal.
Yeah, it does. Who is that?
My money's on the Hulk.
My office is directly up here.
I'm also, I'm also open to Bigfoot.
Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular topic of the week. Where we go in depth with a particular subject. Joined me this week. Oh, I don't know why I can't talk. I need Stuart back. I can't talk.
So what should an employer do if an employee disputes their translation?
I think, no, that was fine.
No, it wasn't. Don't lie to him.
Just start.
I'm hideous, aren't I?
Thanks, Stuart. Is that better?
That's a tourist.
I can't do it.
Thank you for joining me, Emma.
Thanks, Stuart. I can't do it!
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Stuart. Oh, I can't!
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Stuart.
My favourite doctor, Dr. Dre. So this week's subject is doctors. So we've received a log of claims from the, not from NWA, but from AMA.
Yes, we have.
Today I'm joined by workplace relations consultant and part-time koala enthusiast.
It would have to be make-up pay.
High five. Sorry, that was a terrible high five. You almost missed.
Today I'm joined by workplace relations consultant, Rem Richards. Welcome, Richard. Oh, how smoothly did that go? I was thinking, we're through. But the problem is, Rem's name's not Richard.
There are some, perhaps traditional...
This is the best poetry book ever. I've asked everyone who's ever written a book, and they said this is the best
book
ever.
I'm probably the greatest poet of all time.
Period.
It's like super hot.
It's all right. The first thing to be mindful of, Tim, is that a short shift refers to the length of the shift rather than the height of the person performing it. Really? You're not going to be able to get through it, are you?
I wasn't expecting... I haven't read the notes, so I wasn't expecting you to say that.
We may have to bring Daniel in.
Oh, there's a lesson in that. Scan the document for any jokes.
So to start from the beginning, what is a short shift under the agreement?
This is why they don't pay me per hour.
The first thing to realise with regards to a short shift is that... The first thing to realise, Tim, is that a short shift refers to the length of the shift and not the height of the person working it.
So when people... I understand that's a common misconception. So when people talk about working...
Sorry. It would be unfortunate if we couldn't get through it on the basis of the script.
So to start at the very beginning, what is a short shift under the agreement? So to start at the very beginning...
All right, so we just need a little bit of a circuit breaker.
Circuit breaker.
Circuit breaker. All right. So we've got critical acclaim for a brief history of time. Let's see. Just remember you've got a microphone somewhere. So don't go to the bathroom. Take that, Ben.
I mean, I'm turning into a real giggler. I need to pull back on that.
And they receive less than they would. Sorry, that's dumb. Daniel, you're an idiot.
That's all right. Oh, go easy on yourself.
It's wholly a pay code difference. Stick to the screen.
Stop looking at the camera.
There's cameras. This has gone from awkward to very awkward very quickly.
It's an SPC baked beans jar. Can.
How can you get carb and jar and can? From the top? We're not taping, are we?